Let us pray. O God, light of the minds that know you and life of the souls that love you, strength of the thoughts that seek you, bless us now, we pray. Amen. I'm looking at the clock. It says 10:40, and I'm mindful that we've not much time left in the hour. I'm also looking at my calendar and mindful that we've not much time left to say goodbye. And I'm also looking at this Bible passage for today and marveling at how appropriate it is for us in this moment, because Jesus too doesn't have much time with his disciples before he will leave them. Now, obviously, we won't be confusing Jesus' time with his disciples with my time as your pastor. But what is similar is that the leaving is happening too quickly. After today, we only have 4 Sundays left together. Then I go on the mission trip. And then after that, I'll start packing up my office before we leave on vacation. Too quickly. Often, when time is short, we need to cut to the chase, leave out the extra stuff, and get to the point, which is what Jesus is doing here. He wants his disciples to know what is most important, and that is very simply love. Specifically, that they are to love one another as Jesus loved them. Yeah. After losing his job in 2010, amateur photographer Brandon Stanton moved to New York, and he began an ambitious project to photograph 10,000 New Yorkers on the streets and to create an exhaustive catalog of the city's inhabitants. So armed with his camera, he started crisscrossing the city, covering thousands of miles on foot, all in an attempt to capture New Yorkers. Somewhere along the way, he began to interview his subjects in addition to photographing him. And he would ask them one of 2 questions as a way to open the doors into people's lives. And 2 questions are this: what is your greatest struggle? And give me one piece of advice. Alongside of their portraits, then, he includes quotes and short stories from their lives. Brandon's portraits and captions then became a blog, Humans of New York. And now this project has over 20 million followers on social media. One of the humans of New York in particular helped Brandon understand that this project of his is really about the power of stories. She was an older woman with wisps of gray hair sticking out from a furry cap, a little bit of mascara smudged under her wrinkled eyes. And she told Brandon this: when my husband was dying, I said, "Mo, how am I supposed to live without you?" And he told me, "Take the love you have for me and spread it around." Isn't that beautiful? Take the love you have for me and spread it around, which is Jesus' answer to the question, how are the disciples supposed to live when he's no longer with them? Jesus commands them, take the love that I've shown you and pour it out into the world. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Jesus hopes, he expects to live on in the world in the love of his followers, not just their love for him, but their love for one another. Take the love I've poured out for you, the love you've experienced from me, and pour it out to the world. Pour it on the people around you, strangers and friends, from the cashier at the grocery store to that really difficult family member. Take the love that Jesus has shown you and extend it to the people around you every day, in every interaction, with every creature, in every place. Take the love we've known in Jesus and give it away again and again and again. Because you know, we will never run out of a love like that. and our lives and our community will be pointing to God and to God's way of love, making it visible in the world. Henry Nouwen wrote this: "If we wait for a feeling of love before loving, we may never learn to love well. Mostly, we know the loving thing to do. When we do love, even if others are not able to respond with love, we will discover that our feelings will catch up with our acts." Yeah, that's about right. The kind of love that Jesus commands of his disciples is the defining characteristic of God and Jesus' life. And it is also the defining characteristic of the Christian church, to show God's love to the world in every way we can imagine, to show the love that we have known in Christ and to embody it in our daily living, our texts and our emails, our calls and our connections, our interactions and our difficult conversations. This is God's command to us. Jesus had this conversation with his disciples just one day before his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. And it comes right after they have shared their last meal together, and Jesus has washed their feet in humble service and told them, "I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done." And in this, he's showing them what love looks like. It looks like connecting service and love together. One of the ways we show love is by serving. In fact, in Jesus' mind, that's the best way to show love. There are all sorts of examples of this, but the best one that came my way this week was Emily Hansen's confirmation student reflection. And so she's going to offer that now as a good example of connecting, serving, and loving.
Okay. I picked this passage because it gives me a personal motto. There is no condition to helping others. Every year we go into Boston to help the homeless through City Reach, and in doing so, we help others, and that helps me feel good. It's a two-way thing. I see it as a way of loving one another. Everyone should volunteer because people in general should do good, and it can make you feel good. And getting to know the people involved in great causes like the City Reach and mission trips directly involves us not just for the church, but also as a whole community. I think that when Jesus gave his new command, he really wants us to do what he did, and that is by helping other people anywhere, anytime, just by going the extra mile. Whether it's going a long distance by traveling or simply the effort it takes to stuff a warm, fuzzy blanket in your backpack for your cold friend at school in the middle of winter. We can all put a little extra effort to really love one another as Jesus commanded us, one day at a time.
Amen, yes. Jesus makes God's love visible in the world through Emily, through the people you see serving, through all of you in the way you serve each other here in this church and beyond. This is living the way Jesus lived, choosing to love even when love is hard to come by, and extending love when people are perhaps even unlovely. Taking the love God has for you and pouring it out, giving love away again and again, is Jesus' desire for us. This big new commandment would then be enough to sustain the disciples as they figured out how to live after Jesus was gone. And it will be enough to sustain us through the weeks and months ahead. So go out of your way to love each other with foot-washing-like service, especially during this coming transition time, loving with his love, which is unconditional, which looks like serving. This should be the defining characteristic of our lives and our church. Because no matter who your pastor is, your Lord remains the same. Amen.